Yeah, how to handle the kufay test with the nibes toes. The kula is complex. La halacha, it's simple. Not that complicated. Because all complications are the unusual cases. And the unusual cases, being unusual, don't often happen. Yet, should we get involved in all these cases? I don't know. Baruch Hashem, I have the confidence in your ability to read the text also. I have to see some basis of my contribution to it. What did I do with it? Yeah. Anyway, I prepared this some time. That I think is a good introduction, review of, an introduction to Kufpei Tes is really based on comments made in the Eagles on Kufpei Dalad, on the Ishin Sricha B'dika, but it's the same thing because we're talking about Dika B'Shas Veset, so you have to know when the Veset is. Yeah, the most thing here. Yeah. Also missed a letter or two. I thought I played around with it long enough to find it right, but didn't. Anyway, give this out to the people. We'll see. Yeah, give me one also, so we. Kufpei Tes begins with a machlokes. Kolisha she'en leveset kavua, choshesheh liyom lali liyosa, she ona beinanis. Base. Every woman has a veset. Right? Some women's veset is called Eila veset. And some women's veset is called Yeshla veset. But veset meaning a set time when she begins the bleeding cycle of her menstrual cycle, the bleeding phase of her menstrual cycle. Right? That's the way to view. There's a bleeding phase, and then she slips into the category of Rav Zera, right, and begins to behave like a Zova. And need Shiva Nikim. Every woman has a Veset. If it's a fixed Veset, it's called Veset Kavua. If it's not fixed reading, not repetitively occurring at the same time, then it's a Veset Sheina Kavua. And practically all the Achoidim make note that once upon a time, a Veset Sheina Kavua was an unusual occurrence. That most women had a Veset Kavua. And when they say Veset Kavua, we are talking about a Veset Kavua within the Ona Achas, meaning she saw by day, she'll see all the time by day. she sees at night, she sees all the time at night. More than that, she may even be that regimented that it may be even the shows. Okay, you with us? That somehow disappeared in our generation. All the Achronim recognize that. They're now a Beset Kavua, meaning where you set your clock by it, right? That's an unusual occurrence. So that we really are always involved with that Shaila. What about those few days that seem to be the days that are chosen for the Beset, but they're not always the same day? That's what complicates our life today. And there's no doubt that the Achronim are astute in making the statement that Bizman Hazeh is the problem, simply because the lifestyle of the woman has changed. Kol Kvudo Bas Melech Pnima, that a woman stayed at home and took care of the children and didn't get involved in just about anything else, that led to a kind of placid life where it's possible to have a Beset Kavua. Our women, one zoche for that kind of a life. Many of them are under physical stress by the need to raise children, cook the meals, clean the house, take a job to earn a little extra money for the family. That stress makes it unusual for a woman to have a true Beset Kavua, as Chazal are referring to here. Okay, I want to say something.
Is there a difference between Ein La Veset and Ein La Veset Kavua?
I'm sorry?
Is there a difference between Ein La Veset and Ein La Veset Kavua?
Right. There's no such woman as Ein La Veset who's not in a hospital. Okay? Because Ein La Veset, the way they describe it, means can see it. She just finished her nidus. 2 days later, she can see it again. Right? 5 days later, again. That kind of Beset Ein Kavua we don't have. We don't let it persist. A woman is under treatment for that. So what is always a Beset Ein Kavua means? A period of the time of the month is Ein Kavua. She can't get 3 days in a row, but she can get easily 3 weeks in a row. In other words, that it always occurs in the same week, right? Spread of 7 days, as if everybody will cover that. And most will be able to do it, as the Rambam refers to Isha Shemeshana's Vesta that we learned before, over a 3 day period. That's the most common. If you're Zoche and you manage to marry a young lady who has a big trust fund, and whose father is still actively in business, assuming he doesn't go to jail, then the family finances are taken care of. It could be that you'll have a woman, you may have a wife, where you can set your clock on the basis of her visit calendar. But I don't let a woman go away without a beset, kavua. That's known as beset beinani. That I impose upon every woman. Every woman sees liyom shloshim. And that opens up the machlokas right from the beginning. What does that mean? A woman has a beset of 38, 34, 41, not an uncommon numbers I just gave you. Beset of 40 days in the 40 day range is not uncommon. Good beset to have means she's muteras the bailo over a longer period of time. Yeah. Unfortunately, it sometimes doesn't work out so well because these women with these long besets have a long bleeding period. Instead of seeing for 5 days, they see for 7 and 8 days. So Yotzei Shchor Bahfseido, it sort of balance out. But take the case 32, 38, 40, 41, 20, 37, 34, that's how she's been, her calendar shows. What about day 30? She's an Isha She'en Leveset. Call Isha She'en Leveset Kavua Choshesheth L'Yom Lala L'Riosa. She Ona Benin is the Stam Noshim. Vim Yesh Leveset Kavua L'Zman Yodua Chav Chav Chavei Chavei. Then only Choshesheth L'Zman HaYodua. But what about this lady with the 32, 34, 39, 40? Does she have a 30-day also now? Does she have a Veset Kavua? She's a Veisha Sheila Veset. That's the Machlokes Chachamim. The rational mind says, of course not. She has a what? A Chazoke she will not see on day 30. Why? For the last 20 years, she never saw on day 30. She always sees more than day 30. Just as I explained to you, no woman has a is classified as a beset she'ena kavua medically. Halachically, but medically, any kavua, no such thing. If ena kavua means any old time, it always means what? She has a beset lo pochos mei. She never sees less than 26 days. It's always a 26-day period between beset and beset. Then it goes haywire. 27, 29, 30, there, that's where she really should be classified, and that's how I think we should pasuk in halacha lemaisa. Up to 26, she has a beset kavua, doesn't need any bedikos, etc., etc. After that, she falls in the category of isha she ain lo beset, where halacha lemaisa. The good way to paskin is let her make a bedika kodem tashmish. But there's no period of time when she's asura labaila because of veset, except for the last thing she saw. As we discussed yesterday, she always has a veset, la halocha veset of the last riyah. No matter what she is, she has the isha, she has the veset kavua. She also has the last riyah. She had a veset kavua to see 30, 30, 30. Then she saw 28. The following month, she has to worry about 28 and about 30. 30 because that's her veset kavua. 28 because it was the previous occurrence. But that previous occurrence didn't affect the veset kavua of 30 days because it has to occur three times in order to knock out the 30. Since it didn't knock out the 30, but it did, however, establish itself as an occurrence which has to be considered next time. Maybe she's Mishanes Vesta. Maybe she's switching off. Fortunately, that happens. I have a case now, Baruch Hashem, young lady is pregnant, who had a visit of 24 days. 24 days, she's not going to become pregnant, period. Not as it followed halacha. A 24-day beset means she ovulates on day 10, which means they have to have relations at least by day 9. Cannot be. So the paskin that they should use AIH, artificial insemination husband. Following? Okay. Better explain that a little bit better. Okay. In infertility management, that's a big shortcut that the doctors somehow don't use until they mutcher the couple for a year or so. If they know the halacha, if they bother to ask when they have relations, they'll realize that there's no way that she can become pregnant. Again, a woman ovulates 14 days before the end of the cycle. That's a constant for almost all women. When it's a 40-day cycle, then she ovulates on day 26. If it's a 24-day cycle, she ovulates on day 10. On day 10, she's not going to become pregnant. The sperm can stay alive b'dieved up to 3 days. Okay. But the likelihood of becoming pregnant doesn't change because of that, because the egg becomes unreceptive about 6 hours after it's liberated from the ovary. Then the egg skin zona pellucida, it hardens and the sperm can't penetrate. So you always become pregnant from the sperm that was in the female before she ovulates. In other words, the sperm have to be climbing up the fallopian tube already by the time she ovulates. So what do you do? That's a not muskum in the Chassidish world. That's how you paskin. Then you let them have relations using a specially prepared condom. I'll mention now too, following the Piske Alochis, my father-in-law's Zatzal, I try my best not to disagree with him unless I just rational mind doesn't allow. But otherwise, that's the way to pass. Then he doesn't allow masturbation. Biyuv biyad is a special issue other than hatzor zera levatola. Near soil, dolim, many of them ask the whole business because of Sol Zerel of Atola. There's no Atola when you go ahead and you take out semen to test whether the man is fertile or not. That's not the Atola. The purpose is to make a baby. You need to do this to get a baby. Every Hotsoa Zerel is Atola. An ejaculate contains 20 million sperm, a healthy ejaculate. All you need is one sperm. Kodesh Bochu is over on the Yisro, it saw Zerul of Atola. Why do you give so many? That's none of your business. Kodesh Bochu did it, must be a good reason for it. Right? You don't see that Batola, because that's how you make a baby. Well, the only way to make a baby is by checking the semen, and then by providing the semen to be used while she's still a nida. That's where the people in Eretz Yisrael get squeamish. It'll be a ben nida, a bas nida. There's no such thing as a ben nida, bas nida, mamza without isu. The Raisa of Mamzeros or Isa Nida. The Isa Kores, to put a name on something, to give a pgam. And therefore, if you go ahead and you use, I don't want to get involved with this now, we can talk about it some other time, even if you're using AID, assist. Did artificial implantation, artificial insemination, D, from a donor. So you now have a what? A nashis ish problem. The sperm is from one guy who's not a husband, because the husband has no sperm. That was the big machlokas that I don't know if it's recorded any place. I think it is. Someone once wrote it up. The kind of physical attack that they made on Ramosha for that psak, where he said the child, since they began using donor sperm banks for women who had infertile husbands, and everybody was declaring the children mamzerim, Shel said, certainly not a mamzer. Whether you should do it or not, it's your business. But certainly not a mamzer. You can't commit adultery with a hypodermic syringe. Didn't say it that way, but that's how I've been interpreting. Since there's no maisebia, there is no din of mamzerus. Likewise, there's no din of hotsa zera levatolo. If I go through a hypodermic syringe, or in this case, the doctor gives the husband a specially prepared condom. The condom is like a condom that they sell in the drugstores, but it's made of a different material because the condoms sold in the drugstores, made of rubber, are injurious to the sperm. So it has to be made of Teflon or Celastic in order for it to be useful for that. And therefore they changed the name. A condom, I think, is a relatively cheap thing, maybe costs a dollar or less. This costs $20 because it's not a condom, it's a semen collector. That makes it into a new category where you can charge $20 for it. What's a semen collector? Comes a little box, there's a condom in it, and a little funnel, and a little tube. And when you, after they have relations, the husband is to take the contents of the condom, and using a funnel, he shouldn't waste it, and pours it into the little tube, and delivers the tube to the laboratory, to the doctor's laboratory, within 1 hour. You have to have relations in the morning. That gives the best results. Then the woman is immediately inseminated. The woman goes down with this little tube. She's inseminated. Right? And that often is a solution to the problem. Because now she can be inseminated when the ultrasound says she is in the process of ovulating. The follicle is ripe. She certainly should ovulate within the next day or so. And they put in the semen, and then you get Boshem, a lot of success in that method. You following?
Rav Moshe's psak that you can inseminate the woman when she's a nida, that's because the iser nida is in the maisa bia?
Nothing. Without a husband, there's always a nida.
But in general, there is a concept of a baby being a ben nida.
No such thing.
Ever?
No. There's a concept of a baby being the result of a man sleeping with a nida and being over an isakoris.
So that's not novea from that's not from the pregnancy. That's from the maisa. That iser is from the maisa bia. And if there's no maisa bia, there's no iser.
If the rational mind seems to say that makes good sense. Okay. Let me, since this is the only hocha halocha la maisa shira nida worldwide. Yeah. We're trying our best not to get lost in some machlokas, but to give you a healthy picture of this complex halocha. Yeah. The Igros Moshe contains a shaila to my son Yaakov, who was the medical director of Laniato Hospital in Netanya for 6 years, and then couldn't keep it up because I was supporting him from America. The salary of a doctor in Eretz Yisrael was set by Stalin in Russia, right? So that a taxi driver makes more than a doctor in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. True communist doctrine that was there. My son, who was board certified in pulmonology, internal medicine, and Yichis, and have to be a very good doctor, a very effective administrator, there was earning $400 a month as director of the hospital. To earn a little bit more, he had to be night duty. He would take twice a week, he'd be like a resident. He's director of the hospital. And behave like a resident in charge all night. He couldn't keep it up. He came back to America. Thank God for me. So now I am an assistant rabbi in the shul, associate rabbi in the shul. He says so, more shiurim than I do in the shul. So, yeah. He posed as a printer tshuva to him. He was in regional in Indiana Hospital, and a Fum doctor in the hospital fell in love with a Fum nurse in the hospital. But the doctor was from a Fum Chassidish family. Some Fum Yemenite family. And when they found out that the nurse was a Balas Tshuva, meaning her parents were Bali Tshuva. Right. She was already a Bali Tshuva growing up, but it became Bali Tshuva after the nurse was born. So they refused to approve the wedding because she was a Bas Nida. You follow me, the story? Since it's published in the Eagles. So Yaakov writes to his grandfather, what can you do with the two wonderful people? Right? Is there any heter? Moshe writes back, Bas Nida is no Isu. It's a pagam. But the Gemara also identifies a Bas Nida, that she's coarse, she's a chatzufa. The Isur impact upon her personality, and therefore she reveals herself as a Bas Nida by how she conducts herself. Is that the girl that the man wants to marry? So no, the girl is a wonderful girl, a wonderful personality, gentle, a Balas Chesed. That's where writes in Shuva, yeah, you know how to Paschal Shabbos. Then surely her mother went swimming before she was conceived, and she's not a Bas Nida. You can't have a Bas Nida both ways. You can't tell me a Bas Nida is a Pagam and not believe the Gemara that says what the Pagam is, that the Pagam is impact on a personality. If it can't be, I have a stira with the two Gemaras, he says, then I have to find a solution. The solution is that she went swimming, that she's not a Bas Nida. Okay. That's how you're paskin when you are a rov who's aware of the outside world, right? And paskins with a understanding what's a d'raise, what's a d'rabbonon, what's a minig Yisrael. There's no even d'rabbonon. No d'rabbonon says you can't marry a Bas Nida. There's a pogrom. Okay? That Bas, by the way, such a psak also reveals the personality of the posik. Yeah.
So there's no halachic nafgamina at all for a ben nida or a bas nida?
Halacha, none whatsoever.
So then what's the chashash? Why is it stigmatized?
A girl went ahead had relations with a goy. Right? She's posel l'kohuna. A girl, if a guy lived with a Jewish girl, the Jewish girl then becomes a possible governor, right? Her daughter check that loch. Trust myself now, I don't know why it's slipping my mind. Her daughter, is a daughter possible kuna too? I don't think so. Another such shuva, say about a pogrom there, that someone who is Jewish, but her father was a goy, and she's possible kohuna, not the halacha, by minu. I'm not sure about something bothering me whether she became a halala and then her children are all halalim, and then she's halala because she's nivalala psula, so she's a halala. But are her children also halalim? I don't think so. Anyway, there are other such cases. As a ben nid, a bas nid, as all right, back to the text.
In this case, when they use IVH, then when do they have the bia using the?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't finish the story. They mean the technical story. They do is, she goes to mikveh.
On which day?
And they have then relations using the condom, and they do so a few times, a few days.
During which part of the?
During the normal part of the kosher cycle, right? She went to mikveh on day 14, right? She can't become pregnant because she. She should have gone to mikvah on day 10, right? And they have relations. They collect several ejaculates, bring them to the doctor. He puts them in the freezer, right? In a nitrogen freezer, not the freezer that you have at home, right? And then, as the technology developed, he washes the sperm. Somehow there's some evidence that sometimes the sperm has a factor on it that makes it difficult for it to penetrate the sperm, penetrate the egg. He now has three ejaculates. He has now 60 million sperm. Sperm lose about 10% of viability after being put in the freezer. But 20 million is enough. And now the doctor has 60 million. So it loses, he has only 54 million. Loses 10%. Right? He's still in better shape. The doctor isn't more likely to make her pregnant than the husband was to make her pregnant. Right? It's a very good, relatively low-cost method. If the doctor is not a chaza, it shouldn't be an expensive thing to do. He really hasn't done much. Unfortunately, they charge every little change from the norm. It gets a special fee. So they charge for putting in the freezer, charge for washing the sperm, charge for the insemination, etc. So it can end up for a few hundred dollars. Yeah. There's an organization, two organizations now, that offer a subsidy for infertility management. So that no one should hesitate to use the newer technology in order to have a child if they can't afford it. There are two organizations that are willing and able to help out in every case. So we go back to Kuf Pei Tes Aleph. Question is, Kalisha Shein Lebesed Kavua Choshesh Yom Lamed, does that apply to a woman whose Besed Ein Kavua is post 30? So in the Daki Tshuva, they have a whole list of Achonim that argue whether this gzeira that we always give a woman a besed kavua of 30 does not apply if her besed she'eino pochas mi is more than 30. So what's the sense of 30? She already established that she's not a 30 woman. She's not an average woman of 30. 30 is the time that is that the mode. More women have a beset on day 30 than the other day. Well, she's clearly not among the most women. Therefore, there's no good reason to force her to observe a day 30, which means she's asura labaila for 24 hours of day 30. Then she'll be asura labaila for 24 hours of the last riyah that she had, of the last beset. That could end up a period of 3 or 4 days. Second, when there's a beset kavua, you have to make a bidika. There's a chiyah bidika on that day. If she does make a bidika, we'll see. Also machlokas, but la'aloche, she has to make bedikah subsequently. Chatchila, she has to make a bedikah in the Yom HaVeset. So Shloshim is a Yom HaVeset for everybody. And that's how most kala classes have been teaching the halacha, that every woman has to worry about day 30, even if she has a veset kavua, which is no basis for that. Only when there's such ain't a kavua we've had. But lately, as I get the feedback from the kallahs in the community, they may teach the kallah classes by order of someone in Beis Yaakov. They've been teaching that every woman has to worry about ona beninis. That's not true.
We're talking about being choshish for the 30th day, b'malkom that she hasn't seen the whole month, correct?
No, b'malkom when she never sees within a 30-day month. She always has a period longer than 30 days. Now, the example I gave is a women with a 40-day cycle. Yeah. But it's not 40 day, it's 38 day. It's 39 day, it's 40 day, but it's way, it's nothing to do with 30, she passed 30. 30 never, she never became a nida before day 32. So why should she worry about day 30? Some blanket gezeira rabbanan that every woman has a vessel of 30. We don't see that in the Shulchan Aruch, we don't see it in the Now, in Beset Kavua, Beset Ena Kavua, right? Here's where the Machlokes is. He said, "Kovas, please." Yon shetira dalat pomim b'neim gimul zmanim. Right. We covered this yesterday. Yon shavos hayom usov chofir pamacher, etc., etc. Right. But read it quickly. The fourth line. Afilu koydim shikavos shalosh pomim chosesh. Shemayar acha shelos of amachas is so chov choshes began beilach shigir chov. Right, every woman has a beset of the last one, whether she's a beset kavua or it's any kavua, it makes no difference. If she has a beset kavua, if after establishing the beset kavua, she goofed and the beset came off that kavua date, she worries about that for the next month. She has to worry about that date. וכן בריאס היומים שאויל יומים ידוע לחודש ויערך אשר עושה פעמחס יום ידוע לחודש. Likewise, those who establish their vesed not on haflogo but fixed to the day of the month, regardless of whether the month is mole or chosel, so that it will not be the same time interval between riyas, there'll be off a day. Nevertheless, she always sees on the calendar date, not on the differential, on the hafloga dates. Gan chofala to chofebo, choshesh pamacher zezeh ayom, masur l'shamesh kol osa ha'ono. Vu adin l'sham mini besto shetzich iloch shem kein, all other bestos. Likewise, once makes you worry about the next time. Three times makes you worry about all the time. Then it becomes kavua. And you keep on worrying about it until you break it three times. Till there's akira sabesit for three times. V'lo'omru shetzor l'kovam gimu pomim el dinyan akira. What's the chilek if it's a besit kavua, not besit kavua? You always worry about the last time. The chilek is l'gabay akira shekivit shekavosov gimu pomim. You have to keep on worrying about that time. Ein eneka b'posmi gimel pomim. She calls man shlo karto gimel pomim tzricha loch shlo. Aval leoser. But to worry about that day for Yisro, I feel pamachas choshesh shlo pam shniya. Even she saw only once, and the second month she has to worry about that day. Umiu, but that's the chilek. Afa pi she choshesh shlo. If the next month she doesn't see on that off day, then the keras pambach achas, then is this eliminated, right? It's subtracted. Afilu kavoso beis pomim, im rosa beis pomim liyom yidua ubishlich lo rosa, ein achoshesh lo od. Whereas if you have a beset kavua, and then she sputters, right? In the sense she has a beset always for 28 days. She sees 28 days three times. That's a Veset Kavua. Next time she sees 29, 27, and then 28. Veset Kavua is still in. So the next time, right, there, the doesn't have to worry about 28, 29, because they weren't established as a Veset, so that she can disregard them, and she worries only about her Veset Kavua. But next time she sees off on 28, after 28 she sees a 29 or a 27, in the following month, has to worry about 28, either 29 or the 27. You with us? She keeps on worrying about her Beset Kavua. I mean, she keeps on with the halachic requirements of the day of the Beset Kavua. In addition, the last Ria also imposes the same thing on her.
Why doesn't the Beset Kavua allow us to not be choshish for the last time? We should say that that was a fluke, but we'll go back to the consistency of the chazaka, because you're not okra the chazaka anyway.
Right. You asked the question, why? Why is a bad question to ask? Because the answer I give you, have to give you, is a wise guy answer. Because they said so. Because the Rabbanan was so goza.
It's just a din Rabbanan.
All of them. This is strict. That the best. Mezbachlokis with the bestow stama the Raisa the Rabbanan. And 90% of all poskim hold it's the Rabbanan. Even a real Abessa Kavu is only the Rabbanan. These are the Rabbanans.
And we don't worry about Gzera la Gzera.
Yeah?
We don't worry about Gzera la Gzera.
Depends who's in charge.
You're in charge.
And you make anything, you do anything you want. How do you answer a question that's Gzera la Gzera? What do we always answer? Kula chod Gzera. It wasn't a two-stage. Gzera la Gzera is a two-stage deal. It was a Gzera. 20 years later, they want to make a Gzera to because this gezerah is being treated lightly, will make a gezerah to protect the gezerah. A fence around, so you shouldn't climb on the fence, right? So that's exactly gezerah. But when I sit down and I make a structured halacha, right, and I layer upon layer, that's kulachot gezerah.
Do we have any evidence as to when the idea of vestos first came in, as opposed to
one
when?
One of the real relax in our halachic system. We have no stenographer notes on the Beis Din. We have, you know, someone came in Mechuzah and brought a halacha. It would be nice if we had a record of where they sit, I don't know where they sat, where who they were when they made the Gzera, you know.
Well, you can tell. You can tell from certain nuances in the Gemara,
yeah.
Not necessarily who wrote it down, but that at what point it was written down, because there are different evolutions of the language over time.
Different evolution of what?
Evolution of the language over time.
Well, that's a little bit fancy. Yeah. You have to be quite confident that that technology or that linguistics hold up not as a das yochid that is accepted. Yeah, it would be interesting if you can detect from the language who says that the language recorded is the language of the originator and not the language of the transcriber.
Also, depending on who's saying it. I mean, that's all. The argument of who's saying it could also be indicative as to what time it was, because generally,
yeah.
You know.
Yes. And again, that wouldn't answer your question. What was the timing of the takana and how was it?
Well, it could answer it, because if you have, you know, they say that this, you know, this rabbi made a gezerah. And that's, yeah, he's say a first generation Tana, and then a third generation Tana made a second. The next is there.
Yeah, got a movie to Bernard Rebel. Okay. That's part of the Rebel Sikh. We have a division of labor. We teach the truth, and they teach history.
Listen, the counter argument is that nonsense is nonsense, the study of nonsense is scholarship.
Okay. Gimel is a chosen's dream. in kova beset l'shos v'lol yomim eino chashesha selo shato bovad v'abeset hu neka b'shoachas afile b'lo b'digil. No one is zoche to have such a wife, where the beset is, she sees dam only at 3 o'clock, at the onset. At 2 o'clock bade she's tahora, and at 4 o'clock, if she didn't see dam on 3 o'clock, bade she's tahora. Dalit, irrelevant. Od yesh chiluk ben kavoso gimul pomim v'lo kavoso gimul pomim. We said one chiluk was whether it's nekar with once or with three times. The main chiluk between once and three is once is discounted the moment you have another riyah not at that time. Whereas by Beset Kavua, you have to have three riyahs not at that time in order to obliterate that from your calendar. Ode shchilik ben kavosu gimel pomim lo kavosu gimel pomim shakavua apa pi sheovro noso velo yisho asur l'shame sachetivdo. She must make a bedika, the chatzilah, she should make a bedika at the time when she thinks she should be becoming a nida, and betimtzut tahora ushalo kavoso gimel pomim imigias man habesev lo botkel aros. Too bad, no big deal. Kivin sheovro onosa muteras. But you had a beset kavua for Wednesday morning, and she didn't make a bdika Wednesday morning. She's supposed to make a bdika Wednesday morning, but she didn't. What's the halacha? Again, a machlokes hachonim was spelled out again in the Daki Chuvim. Whether you'll be machmir and say she didn't make a bedikah b'shas vesta, I'm afraid maybe she didn't have a menstruate or full menstruation, but since it's higia zmana and it's a beset kavua, then maybe there was a tipas dam kechadol and she missed that because she didn't make a bedikah. Had she made a bedikah, she would have found it. But now it's a day later, she won't find it. Therefore, she's asura labailo, she has to count 7 days. That's a shitas yechidim. Some paskin that way. We don't paskin that way. We paskin she should make a bedikah on the time of the veset kavua. And if she doesn't, you tell her next time you should do better. We do require her to make a bedikah before she can sleep with her husband. Even if it's 2 days later, 3 days later, but a bedikah she has to make.
Until when? Until the next month?
I'm sorry?
Until when? Until the next month?
No. Once.
Just once.
One bedikah, no. Only one bedikah. The tanya is maybe there was a tipas dam kechadol 2 days ago, and she now it's not there. That maybe is a maybe not enough to break her cheskas tahara. And when she breaks her bedikin, now it satisfies, even doesn't answer the question of what was 2 days ago. Nevertheless, it's added. I'm sorry, that's also machlokes hachonim, whether she has to bother to make a bedikin or not. We paskin yet, she should make a bedikah before she wants to sleep with her husband. But many hold this is the rabbanon. She should, she didn't. That last line is important. Last line in Dalit. The owner benin is shehila lamed yom dina kevesek kavua. hey, take a look at it. Never saw it, never heard it. Halacha l'maisa, that such women like that. But it's a famous beset called beset bediluk. The hopping, the skipping beset. The jumping beset. Pomem shetia hafloga shekobas behem haveset bediluk. Mind you, it's a beset hafloga. A beset that's determined by the number of days since the last riyah. But it's bedilug. It's a jumping bean beset. Kigan she'roaso hayom v'roaso sheinis l'sof lamed. Okay, that made it lamed. The third riyah is lamed aleph. The fourth riyah is lamed beis. This keeps up indefinitely. Next one is Lamed Dalet. Ches. Ramachanshi gets to be 35, 40 years old when she still has a menstrual cycle. Her cycle is now 91 days.
What's the problem with that?
No.
It could go back.
All right, about it. Right. It could be 1, 2, 3, then starts again. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. That best is recorded in the Gemara. Bein sha'rika dilek harbe, bein sha'rika liyomecha. Makes a difference. It could be what? It could be 28, 34. Right? 40, 46, and then back again. Bein shechik el yom echod, kovo vesed l'dilug ha'shovet, shebechol inyon shtei mashre riyosa, kovo l'vesed. Any pattern that you see, a repetitive pattern, is a vesed. Okay, we'll just take the next one and then we'll start skipping. Shishem shikavaz vesed bafloga miyomim shovim usheinen shovim kach kovaz bimea chodesh bimea shavua shovim usheinen shovim ketzad ros a gimel pomim beecha b'shabbos o behei b'shabbos o beecha b'yisun beecha b'yir beecha b'sivin o behei b'nisun behei b'sivin kovala vesed beecha b'shabbos o behei bo o beecha b'chodesh o behei bo Alpha P she echod molei vechod chosel ein medagdik in bekach. It's a kind of a dilug built into the calendar. Even though one is molei, one is chosel, so that the day of the month represents a different hafloga, a hafloga of 29 or 30 days. Nevertheless, that becomes a Beset as well if it's repeated three times. The this. We have to make one comment on that one too. Look at your test. And I put a check next to it, so somehow I want to say it's 72 kilometers. Let me get a little green thumb rabonus, green thumb halacha. Women who are having infertility problems often drive the upper wall on the Hilchos Nida. The poor girl don't know what to do because they really have a veset she'ein a kavua. But so ain't a kavua as to really make it impossible to treat them well in infertility management. In other words, a woman has a veset, in the case I have now, a woman has a veset and been having a veset before marriage, a little variability, 26, 29, and she gets married, and suddenly the vestos are wild. She can go 4 months without a period. You know you're in trouble. Human body was not supposed to act that way. So Shmuel didn't make them happy. It's an abnormality. And suddenly doesn't have a vessel for 4 months. And then she'll have a veset, and the veset, the bleeding cycle of the veset, will be a lengthy one, usually 9 days. You know, things, this is not normal. Things are not behaving normal. These women often present with a veset haguf. What I mean? They know when they're becoming an eater. How tight that knowledge is and associated with specific dates, as we'll see in a minute. But she'll tell you, I didn't have a period for 4 months, but I know I'm about to have a period because headache, cramping, etc., etc. That's a veset haguf. In my experience, I haven't seen normal women who have a veset haguf, which isn't a veset haplogo at the same time. Is that what I mean? The veset haplogo, they see every 28 days, right? And they tell you, yeah, the day before I become an eater, right? I know something is going to happen, I have cramps, and so on and so forth. So I've always seen the veset haguf as a kind of a premonition, right, to the Beset Hafloga. Here we talk about a Beset Aguf that's sort of an independent Beset Aguf. Yesh Kovaz Beset Alei Mikrim Sheyora Begufo. Sorry, gotta digress a second. The Gemara talks about a vessel habo ba'ones. There's a vessel haguf. They're not the same. Vessel habo ba'ones, which I don't understand the physiology how that is, that only if she engages in strenuous exercise does she have a period. Doesn't engage in strenuous exercise, coughs up. I mean, she jumped once, it means she does a marathon. After a marathon, she usually becomes an eater. There, the physical activity caused the needers. We are talking about a Beset Haguf, where the Beset Haguf doesn't cause the needers, but reveals that there is a needers. Or is associated with the need. Nidus comes from its own master gland, from the pituitary. But it's always accompanied with some physical signs. See, the physical sign is not the causation. The physical sign is the revelation or indication. When the Gemara talks about Besser Abba Be'ones, right, that refers to without that onus, she would never become an Eder. Okay? So there's cases I don't know about either. Obviously, Chazal knew about such cases where a woman usually that would not complete a menstrual cycle unless she engaged in physical activity. So look at your test. Yesh kovas v'sadei mikim shi'ara b'gufu. And that is very important in handling shaylas and nidus. Very important to ask the woman whether she has a clear association with any kind of physical signs and the beset. Gan shemefahekes. Fahekes, she yawns. Dehainu ka'odam sheposhet zro'oso machmas kovet. Or she'odam ka'poser piv machmas kovet. Or ka'odam shemotzi kol derech egon agon. Right. That's a yawn. She has a hay fever attack. She sneezes unusually, meaning something attracts her attention that it's not the normal behavior. Either right? She has flatulence, right? The fikreso, she has cramps. She pulled him a year or lower down. She has shivers, as if she had color. Kadachas is color. Osher hosher aveir kvedim aleha. It could be headache, muscular pain. Uchaleilu meilu imira lo shlosha pomim berosu kovol abeset shev cholpam shichoshesh mehem asur l'shamish. That becomes a beset. That's if there is a kvius of that. Umiu b'piyu ko itu shal pamachas ein a beset nikvah ala b'shor sa osakein habe pomim zeach azeh. V'mira lo shlosha pomim shev cholpam osakein habe pomim, meaning not she yawns. But she yawns and she yawns and she yawns, as some people do when they're very, very sleepy, very tired. They'll yawn, and a few minutes later they'll yawn again, and so on. Harei veset, cholelu haveset shav gufo, ein lehem zman yadua. They're not associated with a time. Ela b'chol pam sheikru lo zeh hamikru veset. Bimbo veset hagufo zman yadua. If, however, as the usual case is, that these physical signs are associated with the calendar. Before she becomes a nida, she has these physical signs. It's always associated. In other words, she has these physical signs, and it's always the day before she becomes a nida. And the day she becomes a nida is a fixed date, a beset kavua, that's fixed. Then it's fixed for both. It's a fixed kavua. If she has this physical sign and it's the right day, then it's called a beset. But either one alone won't be a beset. Because once that association was established three times, not only is there three times standing independently, but three times also can make a shidduch between these two revelations, the two revealing facts. Fact number one is day 30. Fact number two, she's experiencing these stomach cramps. Okay. Skip, jump to Chof Ches. Pick up the things that are, say, you can possibly bump into. By the way, the Beser Haguf, that's a question when someone is being troubled, usually in infertility management, being troubled with getting pregnant. It's important to ask the women whether they have a Beser Haguf. Many women just don't associate the two. If it's a cramping, every little girl knows, she's taught some in school or by her mother, that sometimes the menstruation is accompanied by some cramping. But if it's somewhat more obtuse relationship, like the yawning, like muscle fatigue, which is a big one, I haven't seen that lady for some time, but there's a lady with all kinds of real complications getting pregnant. The day of her nidus, the day of her beset, mama couldn't get out of bed. Please, you try to stand her up, and the knees collapse. Kind of a complete fatigue there. And once she begins menstruating, she's fine. But that period of time is several hours before menstruation, found it difficult even to stand. The chain skena sh'ovrolov sholosh onos b'sheskina. Okay. What the Machaber did was Paskel HaShaila here in the Machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer says that's the case we had in the Gemara in the morning. Right? They came to the Ask Rebbe the Shaila, right? And the, a lady that over all over Gimel Onos, and he said, okay, she don't have to worry about Tumah Me'eis Le'eis. Because over the Gimel Ono, she's besides me dominant. The Rabbanan said, no, that's when she's a Skena. Chronologically, she's a Skena. And already over Gimel Ono, that's when she's, you no longer have to worry about Tubas Nida. And the Rabbanan one goes to Meis Leis. But on a plain over all of Gimel Ono, that can happen. Over all of Gimel Ono, something went wrong, unfortunately. That happens. A young lady, perfectly fertile, was able to have 2-3 children, and suddenly she'd like to have a larger family. She can't become pregnant. And they started evaluating, and you realize that she went into what's called early ovarian failure, like an early menopause. There, she's a ishut seira, but over all over Gimel Onos, and 3 Onos pass by. Now, will it change? Is it just some kind of a tiring of the hormone system that they got tired, and it will pick up again due to whatever causative agent, maybe a drug that you took did it, maybe a bacterial infection. So that was the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Look how the Machaber paskins, the chains kena of all the sholoshodos. And he emphasized the misha hiskina, not just of all the shkimalonos. That would be Rabbi Eliezer halacha. No, this is only if chronology says she most likely should be in menopause. In addition, 3 months have passed by without a ria, then below rosa, a reza musulika zamin, beno choshesha slabes toa harisho. The Gemara says, "Uktana uskena ena chosheshes leveset sheina kavua." What does that mean? She saw once or twice she's a skena. Or you say, well, maybe she's seen again. We had this problem for years. Uskena's going like so, imenu, like acha balosi hoiseli edno. Right? When the doctors began treating postmenopausal women with hormones, with the estrogen progesterone hormones to make them feel good, etc., etc., they are told you one of the great debacles in medicine, with all kinds of high-pressured advertising, treating the birth pill, birth control pill, like a fountain of youth. If you keep on taking the birth control pills, right, you'll never get old. You don't get old, but you get Alzheimer's, you get heart attacks, and they were promising, it's just by staying young, you won't get Alzheimer's, you won't get heart attacks, and after almost 20 years in the field, 80 years in the field, the data start coming in, more Alzheimer's, more heart attacks, and suddenly they ask them, postmenopausal, you can't give any hormones anymore. So, but we had a child all the time. Why? The woman had gone through menopause already. And then a doctor, all the doctors in Muncie were treating their female patients that way. She goes under hormones. Goes under hormones, starts menstruating again. Only not menstruating like the worst. Right, no vesit kavua, a little bit, a lot, all messed up. You know, it was a field day for piski aloches, how to handle. That's where even the chassidish community down the hill had no breira. They had to come to me to try to help out to figure out what's going on with them. Yeah, and Baruch Hashem that they backed off from that. It really was a mess. Those women in their 50s. Could hardly be with their husbands. Hormones spotting, really, it was a total artificial system there. Without the help of the normal biology of the body, these hormones were just not adjusted properly for the body. Lamed Gimel. Muberes, Leacha Gimu Chadosh, and Ubura, Omeniko, Kochel Dal Chodesh, Achaledas Avlad, Enokavas Veset, Afilu Mes Avlad, Ogamloso. She gave the baby over to a nursemaid, or gave the baby a bottle. Right? Domimu Shalokamahem calls money Bura, Vachochel Dal Chodesh. Right? Umikomokom, Hosheshes, the Riyashatira, Kedeshes, the best Shedikavua. If, however, she sees a dam, she'll worry about that rear for the next time. Now that's no longer true. Two things is a problem with Islamic Gimel. I think I covered that in here with you. Yes, if you look at that one, that's not the main one. I put a little check next to it because I knew we'd get there today. All right, Ha'idna. You see it when I hand it out, the handout. Ha'idno, Nishtano HaTavoim. You got it in Siv Zayin, the third column on the page. I put a little check next to it. Muberas Begimel Chadoshim Rishonim, Shinivsko Debeel Alta. A woman doesn't menstruate the first 3 months of pregnancy. She stops, she knows that she's pregnant. How does a little girl know when she's pregnant? She misses a period. So she's, when she gets pregnant, she stops menstruating right away. And we now, our nursing women, after 6 months or so, start going to the mikveh regularly, even though they continue nursing for 2 years. ויש לה חמיר בחוב דל חודק שאינה מניקה. ואולי אף במניקה. That was my contribution. Certainly a nursing woman no longer considered Musolekes Midomen. And that is a nice experiment. It was a sociological experiment done in Africa in the Uganda tribe, where the tribe split. Very intriguing. I have the paper if you want it. The tribe split. They grew. They were a successful tribe, and they split. One took agriculture, and one took husbandry. They had both. They figured it's a fair split. So one remained farmers, and others sheep herders, goat herders, etc. The farmers continued successfully, and the food was plentiful, and the animal husbandry, those with the goats and the sheep, they had trouble, and their food supply was restricted. They did a study on their nursing mothers. It was published in Science. You can pick it up on the internet. Very beautiful study. And they showed that the people who have plentiful food and they nurse don't begin to menstruate for 24 months. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Those who had reduced food and a restricted diet, right, they didn't begin menstruating for 24 months. And those who had plentiful diet, after 9 months began menstruating. So the Chobdal Chodesh that they mentioned is also a socio-economic comment. It tells you what kind of life they were living in the time of the Gemara. Not a life where obesity was a problem. It was a life of restricted diet. Food wasn't that plentiful. And therefore the women would have to be Musulekas Midomin for 24 months. Our women have the problem of going on diets, right? Because food is too plentiful. So therefore, we have no rule of a Minekes being Musulekas Midomin. I can tell you, though, from experience, that 6 months I guarantee that he won't menstruate. About 50%, 9 months. Right? After 9 months, everybody menstruates. Okay? We'll stop here. Boys, I need a little bit of input now. We did the kesem already. We'll do, picks up some little bit, kala nechnas l'chupe, and so on. But the main truth is that the main of Hilchas Nida that I think is of value to you will most likely finish within the next 2 weeks or so, 2-3 weeks. Therefore, I would then, with your permission, we'll move into Mipoes, if you want. No, otherwise, you didn't commit yourself to that. I don't know who you. But
I think it's going to take more time to finish.
Take more time.
To finish the halachos inside.
Yeah.
I think a lot of guys. We haven't finished Hilchos Nida through all the way. We're still need more than 2 weeks for sure.
Yeah, we're not cut out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Rebbe's moving much faster than we're going. Rebbe's moving much faster than we're going in Seder.
Yeah. So that's the idea. Yeah.